I was working in the gas station. You came and you tried to use your debit card in the machine and machine didn't work. I managed to have 5 minutes conversation with you and I gave you my phone number. And I wrote it in the slip and I said, I would love to get to know you better.
And I said, I'm not going to call you because I don't know you.
And you said, took it.
I did take it, but I didn't call you.
You don't call me. And then a month later,
I came back. And I wasn't even sure if you'd be working, but I went inside and there you were. And you knew instantly who I was.
Because I was waiting, counting days and nights. When's she going to call me, this beautiful redhead?
I was certainly intrigued. I thought about you in the intervening weeks. So I gave you my phone number. And I got a message like the next day or that evening saying, okay, I was just wondering if this was really the right phone number. You thought maybe I gave you a lie.
Then we set up the first date and I waited for an hour, hour and a half.
But it was Tuesday. And of course, we had actually arranged to meet on Thursday.
But the question is, have you fell in love with me?
Well, of course I fell in love with you. But it wasn't the first time I saw you. For me, it took getting to know you. You know, there were issues about men and women that we had to figure out. We worked through a lot. We had to have a lot of conversations.
Do you have any regrets of marrying me?
No. I wasn't a kid. I mean, I was 30 when we met. Yeah, how about you?
Of what?
Can you imagine what would have happened if you hadn't married me?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Why you want to go to the nightmare while you have a beautiful dream? Scary question.